Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
Halloween Horror Month continues.
We'll give you a stick, you give it a lick, and it'll tickle all the way down.
Bum, bum, ba, da, da, bum, ba, da, bum, ba. Oh my god, I'm hard. Oh.
Shit.
It already happened.
What happened?
So killer clowns from outer space. I remember watching when I was a kid and I was always thinking like, god damn, those cotton candy balls look fucking good as shit. And you find out that they're like, you're like, god damn, it's got DNA in it. Like it's got blood and shit. It's so weird. The whole fucking movie is weird. Like, so these clowns literally are from outer space. They're aliens. They land with a fucking teepee hut that looks like a circus, or circus tent. And their whole goal is to, I guess, make people cotton candies to digest them later on and then move away from the planet. That's what I'm assuming. You don't really get much from that. Little Debbie, which is the main girl in it, and her boyfriend that looks like an actor from the mid-90s Zima commercials.
It's fun, though.
And then they run and they find the outer tent. And they run into the clowns. These clowns, by the way, look like goddamn third shift workers at every circus that you know without on a 12-hour shift without a break.
Like, if White Castle was ran by a clown company, yeah, that would be the people serving.
They're just fucking weird. Like, I don't know. And, like, their whole thing is conquest, I guess. I don't know. But I gotta say, man, like, again, it's just the wackiest fucking movie that you've seen.
This is one of the first horror movies I ever saw as a kid. And I remember there was so much nostalgia watching this again that I remember watching this as a kid and I used to find it not scary at all.
Yeah.
The only scene I actually found that was actually really scary even as a kid was the shadow puppet scene. Because everybody, yeah, when they're kids, weird, you play, yeah, shadow puppets, and there's this one scene where the clown's like fucking around and he's doing shadow puppets, but then it turns into a fucking T-Rex and eats them, but the shadow actually eats the people.
That guy's got shadow puppet skill.
Rewatching this, all I got was, I got the feels that I got from rewatching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. Remember, yeah, when they're in the toy shop and they're fighting and the one dude's like, dum, dum, dum,
Donatello?
And he's pretending to be the bouncy, yeah, house thing. Hey. That's kind of like the whole feel of this entire movie. It's so fun and out there and weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a good time,
dude. One of the best things that I remember from the movie, and I forgot until I watched it again recently, was the fucking song is badass. Like,
oh,
that,
yeah,
bam, 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 bam. It's like this. It's like, throw some rotten pies at your face, you will cry till you die.
It's like someone got John Carpenter in the 80s drunk,
yeah,
or high, and had him make a movie about killer clowns that are attacking from outer space. It has like a fucking genre feel to it, but it's also so fun and wacky. It's a great fucking movie.
When I say melty pies, like melty pies, oh my, you will die and then cry. Because it was like, remember that scene when they throw those melty shit pies at that guy and he's, yeah, like melts into like goo? I was like, god damn, that's fucking disgusting, but it's cool as shit too.
My favorite thing, dude, is to watch them walk when that song is playing. They're walking like they just took hot dumps in their pants and they're walking so slow, but the music's playing behind them. It's so fucking
that
fun.
That scene when they were going, whatever, Coastal Cove, and the little one goes first and then bam, 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 and bam, bam, and they're going behind them. That's like me, Mike, and crew going to New Orleans. It's like, we get to see free boobies for beads that you get at Family Dollar. Fuck yeah. Also, I like the part where that one fat clown, when he came into the police office, the police station, and he like goes
when he did the waddle, like, he waddled into the fucking cage.
Yeah, and he would make sounds and go, I loved it, dude. I thought that shit was so funny. And then also the one little clown, the little mini clown that shows up at the biker rally with his little fucking motorcycle. And it's like, I got instantly reminded.
So sad.
But it got me instantly reminded of I can get 70 miles a gallon on this hog. And he's like, you totally redeemed yourself. And then he breaks his fucking thing and the guy knocks his block off, literally. That reminded me of some Jason shit.
Yeah.
But dude, it's just, it's fucking, it's so crazy, but it's so good.
The redneck dude in the woods, he's such an overactor, but yeah, he's so funny. He's like, this thing's a shocker. It's electric.
Yeah.
They find the tent there and they go to the police station. And Dave is like the nice police officer. But dude,
he's a bastard, dude. He's the guy that used to date Little Debbie.
But between him and the other officer, who was fucking
he's
great,
an asshole, yeah,
the asshole officer was the great, perfect,
I love
asshole
him,
officer. I wish he could be alive today so he could be in like Anchorman movies. Because he's top notch, total perfect, old school asshole.
He reminds me of like a guy that would be your slightly disappointed stepfather after your mother remarried and everything you did didn't matter. He's like, you got a B+?
This lasagna is burnt. if you looked at it, it says a lot about you psychologically, who you are, as to whether or not you sided with Mike or Dave. Let me ask you this. Who did you side with or feel worse for? Mike, the funny dude who's just like kind of like a whimsical fucking crazy guy who likes to hang out with his friends and happened to like stumble across this hot chick who liked him? Or do you side with Dave, the cop, who is still in love with this chick, who's genuinely a decent dude?
But he's also
a symbol of authority.
Well, he's not.
He was a good dude, man. He sacrificed himself several times.
Jack a wagon, because I would have said yes, except for the fact that he literally was trying to hit on that guy's girlfriend or his date at least in front of him in a cop car.
Well, he doesn't know that guy. Fuck that guy.
Well, fuck that, my asshole, because it was like, that's my girl. That's my candy cane now. I'm sorry that you forgot to suck it.
Yes, you put it succinctly.
Suck what?
Succinctly, it means perfectly.
Oh, yeah, may I do that?
But now it's going,
in
but
his mind, though, that's the girl that got away, and this jokester in the backseat who's playing this prank and probably leading her down a terrible path of smoking marijuana cigarettes is in the backseat.
I don't buy it. I just feel like he's a good guy. I just feel like he's an asshole at the same time. You can be a good guy and an asshole at the same time, and I think that's exactly what he is.
He had his two friends who ran that, and those guys were hilarious, by the way. The two ice cream trucks.
They look like Tom Savini's sons.
That basically would have been me and you in this movie.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
We would have been the ice cream guys.
Dude, I love that part.
If you guys do a remake or a sequel, hit us up.
I like that part where he's like, at the end, he's like, well, you said that we could get chicks this way. He's like, well, you said they like ice cream. He's like, well, they clearly don't. I like that
they
one.
Got the two big girls that come out like, you said we could have all ice cream.
The fucking Omega Moves from Revenge of the Nerds. And I did like that one part where they were like, well, we had to get rid of them anyway because they ate too much. They were eating their fucking stock.
And then they ended up sleeping with clowns.
That's
you think
right.
They banged the clowns?
Yes.
Well, they had the lipstick.
I don't know if they were, but
faces.
He was like, were they female clowns or were they just dude clowns dressed up as girls?
Who knows?
Whatever. In the dark, it doesn't matter who's touching who.
In the ball pit of Satan's aliens?
It's okay.
Knows?
Let's get funky. But yeah, they were like high on ice cream. And by the way, the big clown, I don't want to give, you know, too much like we said, but there's one moment where a massive fucking clown shows up.
That was ultimate 80s, 90s. Power Rangers, Megatron.
Dude, he looked bullshit. He looked like the end boss of Final Fight or like TMNT Part 2, the arcade game.
Yeah.
And he looked like Brian Cox, Striker from X2. If you look at him when he comes down.
I was thinking Miami Dolphins linebacker.
Looks like Miami Dolphins. Like, I don't know. But when he fell down like that, it's like when you get to that final moment in an NES game, like Contra, and you're like, oh, fuck. Or Gladius 3, the one with the spaceship, and you've gotten there, man, without a game genie. This motherfucking massive goddamn gargantuan ex bitchin' law is like, woo!
Great.
You're like, oh, damn.
Another thing about this movie that is perfect for the 80s, early 90s, is that we had this obsession, and this is obviously was before Amazon, internet shopping, and all this shit like that. But I always find it fascinating when you go back to Commando or Bill and Ted. Like, everybody had a fascination with having having the ability to break in a retail shop while it was closed.
What's that?
Rocket launcher. Go!
Get whatever ammo or whatever shit you needed to build the robot.
Well, they did do it in Dawn of the Dead, the original.
But they did that in this movie too as well, because like the clowns would break into these retail stores and like just fuck shit up and like eat as many ho-hos as they wanted.
Dude, I remember
it was so fun.
I had fantasy. I wanted to break into FYE. Like back when FYE was big shit.
Take all the CDs you want.
Every fucking thing. And I'm gonna take a dump on the floor. I'm gonna eat all their popcorn. I'm just gonna have a good. I mean, and I get to collect it. I had dreams. Like, you just go in there. Nobody would know. And you just get to take everything. Or like a comic book store. I was a big comic book nerd.
That would have been good.
Yeah, you get like one night, 24 hours in a comic book store. You get to take. I would just take the whole fucking. But it's like, you gotta take key issues. You gotta take the right kind of thing. You get 24 hours to pick the best. Dude, yes, that's
and
true.
And they also, game shows would do those shopping sprees.
You remember that? You gotta race through that. You gotta add up whoever has the most money.
Dude, that would've been so fucking fun.
I'd win every fucking time.
And this movie doesn't do that per se, but these clowns break in. And like, I like that the clowns fuck with people and they pretend they're people. The way the clown, by the way, through the entirety of this movie, if you get bored for 2 seconds, fear not, because around the corner you're gonna have a clown death scene where they shoot somebody or they pretend to be a pizza and they open up the thing and the clown shoots somebody.
Oh, dude, I love that scene. When the fourth show up with pizza, it's like, no, pizza. Because there's one scene where this one clown sticks this fucking thing in the straw and it's like blood coming up.
Dude,
he sucks that shit dry.
It was a perfect, like, if you guys didn't grow up in this time, like, maybe you don't know, but like, crazy straws were a huge fucking phase. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody was crazy about crazy straws. How wild can you get the straw to do? And they would stick the straw into these cotton candy humans
cool.
and suck the blood out. And honestly, like,
it looked like juice.
Coming from the time I juicy came from, juice. It looked good to me. Like, I wanted that.
Yeah, dude, I was like, that shit cherry juice. Like, if you ever been like a swimming or something, when you get out of the water and you're like tired, you're like, give me some of that cherry juice. There's nothing better like cherry juice.
Dude, I've never seen such an unintentional, unforced, perfect picture of the late 80s, early 90s.
I don't think the movie did that well, though. I don't remember. I know it's cult now. Like, everybody loves
it. It did do well.
But I don't think it did. Yeah, I think most people, like, wrote it off. Like, this is fucking stupid.
Well, when they turned in the score to it, to the score people, they laughed at them. They're like, nobody's gonna watch this
shit. I love that score, like, dude. Oh, my God.
People loved it, man. I fucking love this movie, dude. I give it a strong 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I was gonna... I'm on a 9. I'm rolling a 9 right now.
I'm with you on that.
Ace is up the sleeve and we're ready to fucking go all in with a flush. You're never gonna see this kind of movie again. And you're never gonna see the attention to detail that they did. They really tried to make some cool practical effects. The makeup looked decent for the clowns and they were all fucking suits. The music was great. The technical parts of it was awesome. Yeah, man, like, you've got to do yourself a favor and check out some space clowns.
Yeah, I have the best memories of, even now I watch it today and I'm like, oh man, I remember watching this.
Dude, I put that fucking song on my phone, my playlist now. I got ready to it in the shower when I was getting ready for work. Like,
I remember watching now, I'm like, man, I remember how I took this scene as a kid. Like, yeah. There's so much nostalgia to this if you grew up at the time that we did. So if you haven't checked it out, please check it out. It's fucking amazing. Great fucking Patreon pick. And we love your fucking faces. We'll be back with tons of shits of fucking lords more.
It's gonna keep coming at your face. Months
coming for you. We love your fucking faces. If you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button to get some goddamn whim up in you.
We're like them goddamn Beetlejuice sandworms.
Sandworms!
You hate them. I hate them myself! We're just like...
What are you gonna do on October 31st?
What are you gonna do on October 31st?
Here comes that white-faced fucker, an asshole like no other. He's a big old piece of shit. Wants to stab your sister's tits cause he's a white-faced fucker. Loomis can't recover. Dr. Challenge drunk again, sleeping with your sister's friends.
Do you want to know about the darkness?
I said goddamn.
Goddamn, you faggot.
I said goddamn.
A lot of people don't know the darkness that goes inside their hearts.
I said goddamn.